You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship with Lisa Thurgate Marks. Lisa Thurgate Marks. Live from LisaThurgateMarks.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. How are we today? I'm Lisa Tiki from Soul Seed Divine Guidance. 1 week out now from Christmas coming on, the festive season. Everyone's gearing up. The energy is just a little bit, I'm finding, dense, heavy for a lot of people. When we come to this time of year and we're missing our loved ones, whether they be in spirit or be here, you can feel the heaviness within your heart. And I do just want to say, whether you have lost somebody and they have crossed the veil, or whether you're in a different town or country or city, that your connection to your loved ones is still, they're still around you. So it's about calling them in, calling in the essence of them, asking for their presence to be seen and felt and heard, and knowing too that it is better to have loved than to not have loved at all. And for different circumstances, we'll find that our loved ones can't be with us. We have conflicting family members or whatever it may be. But know where you are safe, and you are happy to be just where you are at this present time. Because what I'm getting here and seeing within the themes of my readings is people questioning themselves and questioning Christmas and where they want to be at this time, and questioning if they've done enough throughout the year to lead into the new year. And all I can say to that is to just drop in, hand on heart, and just really ask yourself, is there anything that you need to see within yourself or in your outer world that can bring you a little bit more peace and contentment right now, just to help you get over the feelings that you're feeling, to bring you more into a nice, peaceful state within. I have a caller coming through. Deanne, how are you, Deanne?
Hi there, Lisa. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm Deanne. I am 37 years old, and I'm a Taurus. And I have been single for over 3.5 years now. And I really like to get married. I've never been married. I don't have any kids. And I really like to get married and start a family. Do you see me getting married or getting into a relationship anytime soon? It's been a really lonely road.
Just having a look here now, and as I feel into your circumstance, into your life, into your energy, I feel that the person that is going to come into your life isn't actually around you at this time. I feel a heaviness still around your heart, and I feel that you need to really sit in that and clear that, because at the moment when your vibration around love is feeling quite low. So when you are feeling low and that little bit of angst around you, you actually do attract people of that energy. And I'm going to say that's not what is in store for you. I actually get bright and bubbly relationship. So it's about feeling the brightness coming through you at this point in time, raising your vibration. You do have a nice bubbliness about you. It can be quite staunch, quite set in your ways. And so it's also, when I'm looking into your soul, your blueprint, it's about relaxing just that little bit more and going with what's presented to you. There's a change around your home, around your scenery. There's a lot of clear out of clutter going on there. Once you've done that, there is a big shift within you, and I feel that you're going to allow your partner to come in there. When you feel this, do you feel sometimes you're putting quite a lot of restriction or expectation on your new partner?
All right. Okay. Well, I would love to get married, so I guess that's the push that I'm kind of advocating for. I don't want to waste my time with someone who doesn't want to get married.
Yeah, and that's fair. Before we get married, we have to do the steps. So we need a courtship or getting to know the person,
right,
and making sure that they are a good fit and that you have things in common. When you're putting out, I want to be married, and there's all these other steps in between that you're missing, when you're meeting people, they will even feel that energy of that you just want to get married, just settle down. So it's actually about finding and meeting your equal, the love of your life that you can spend time with and enjoy life and build a partnership and a home together. Because at the end of the day, the marriage, the wedding, the piece of paper, yes, it's beautiful to have that in the eyes of God and your religion, but to actually have that peace within you first, so then that you can attract someone that has the same values or very similar to what you do, and you can enjoy spending time together and really making that life where you want to spend the rest of your life together. It's okay, like you could wish marriage and, you know, have a shotgun wedding in Las Vegas, get married, have Elvis marry you, and then 8 weeks later you split up or got annulled, you've had your wedding. But is that what you wanted, or do you really want this life partner?
I
look, and you're a 3 and a 7, so you're 37. You're coming, like you're at the start again of another cycle of your life. And so it's
I like this guy. His name is Albie Sermer. Do you see me getting involved with him at all? Or is he just someone out of reach?
Is he way tall, like really tall, Albie? Is he really tall?
Yeah, yes, he is very tall. Yep. And very muscular. Yeah. He's very good looking. He's very handsome.
Yeah. There is a good potential there as long as you don't go in like that fatal attraction that likes just wants to grab hold of him and wrap him up in a suit and send him flying down the aisle. That would scare him. And that's what I'm seeing. Yeah. He will run a mile. I do see a good potential of you guys weaving your energy together and really getting to know each other, because you actually have a lot in common. You are actually, we call it in Australia, like a tomboy. You like to do sort of fun things. You're not scared of getting out and getting in and getting involved and doing things. He will like that about you. Does that make sense?
Oh, cool. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. You're not going to worry about, you know, getting all your fingernails broken and your hair messy and all that. He likes that about you. So that is really good. Get rid of this idea of I want to get married, because you're putting that like it's a scare. It's like something that scares off birds from my veggie patch. You know, you're scaring them away. Because people can feel, the desperation. There's no other way to put it. And it's not, it's just the fact that you want to be so, you want to create a beautiful home and love. So put it out exactly what you want, not so much the words marriage, but what you actually want out of life. You'd like a life partner, a companion, someone you can have your children with, and watch sunsets and go for walks and spend time and laugh and, you know, have discussions and be curious, enjoy life. That's what you're after.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I know that's
when do you see when do you see me happening? When do you see this happening? Because I'm 37 now, and I want to have kids before I turn 42. Oh, do you see this happening in the next year or two?
See all these expectations that you're putting? You're putting blocks again. Yeah. Whereas if you just let it flow, you maybe have
let it flow.
If you just let this flow, you could be actually having babies at the end of the next year. But while you're just giving regimented, see, we're not, it's not a, like, how would you put it? We're not in a classroom with dates. We're going from year 7 to year 12. It's about looking at your love life and everything. So rather than saying, I want to have kids by this date, just feeling that you want to actually co-create and have kids with a beautiful partner, that you can rear the children together easily and effortlessly, rather than being at loggerheads on the way that you raise your family, the where you live and everything. You just want someone that aligns with you and it'll just flow freely. It's about letting go, stepping back of these expectations for you, because I'll tell you now, that's a block that you're putting out, and it will stop it. Okay. It will absolutely prevent it. Whereas if you just go, thank you, thank you, thank you, really envisaging yourself holding the baby, everything that you like, actually see three children around you. So while you're holding the babies and really feeling him coming into the presence of you, and you being a team, you being a partnership, a loving marriage, and feel it that way. But you've got to have the dating and the courtship, because once nappies and family and that comes along, you've got to have something strong enough to withstand that relationship. And that's where... Yeah, play this back a few times and have a real listen, because this is for you. This is what the Spirit's coming through to show you, is what stuff that will work for you. Do you like fishing?
Do I like fishing? No, not really. I mean, he might.
He might, because I'm just looking at a fishing rod. Just went, maybe it's you fishing for men.
I've never really
maybe
it's you fishing. Finding
it. Maybe it might be you finding your perfect catch.
Yeah, and I'm on plenty of fish. Okay, sorry? Thank you. I appreciate it. Did you say you want to go?
What was that?
You got to get going.
What was that about, plenty of fish?
I'm on plenty of fish, the dating website, Plenty of Fish.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know that existed. Plenty of Fish.
Yeah.
Okay, that's probably what the fishing is. Maybe you're going to find this man in real time more than on the fish. Maybe it's real fishing. Maybe get out there and actually, because I saw a fishing rod, get out there and live life and hop off the internet and find your man that way.
Great. Yeah,
I love that. Yes, lovely. Lovely to meet you. And that goes for everybody listening out there too. Have a wonderful week, everybody. There's love for all. Thank you so much. Wishing you infinite blessings. Bye for now. Thank you, Deanna. Bye-bye.